Chapter 60. Rawl, consider this a postscript to the memories you wrote about today, and which I read tonight. Years ago, years ago, those last 3 hours of our first journey together, when you, my darling Rawl, and dear sleeping A. Bedick and I flew the dropship southwest toward Taliesin West and my long apprenticeship there. I longed to tell you everything that day. The dreams that showed us being lovers of whom the poets would sing. Visions of the great dangers that lay ahead. Dreams of the discovery of friends. Dreams of the deaths of friends. Certainty of unspeakable sorrow to be born. Certainty of unimaginable triumphs still unborn. I said nothing. Do you remember? We dozed during our flight. How strange life is that way. Our last few hours alone together. This ending to one of the most intimate periods of our life together. The end of my childhood and the beginning of our time as equals. And we spent most of our last minutes sleeping. In separate couches. Life is brutal that way. The loss of irrecoverable moments amid trivia and distraction. But we were tired. It had been a rough few days. As the dropship was beginning to descend over the southwestern desert toward Taliesin West and my new life, I took a page from my soiled journal. It had survived the water and flames when most of my clothing had not. And wrote a hasty note to you. You were sleeping. Your face was against the vinyl of the acceleration chair, and you were drooling slightly. Your eyelashes were burned away, as was a patch of hair at the crown of your head, and the effect was to make you look comical, a clown surprised in the act of sleeping. We later talked of clowns, remember, Rawl? During our ouster odyssey. You had seen clowns at a circus in Port Romance as a teenager. I had seen clowns in Jacktown during the annual First Settlers' Fair. The burns and burn ointment we had liberally applied to your cheeks and temples, eyes and upper lip, looked for all the world like clown makeup, red and white. You were beautiful. I loved you then. I loved you backward and forward in time. I loved you beyond boundaries of time and space. I wrote my note hurriedly, tucked it in what was left of the pocket on your ruined shirt, and kissed you ever so softly on the corner of your mouth, in the one spot that was not burned or solved. You stirred, but did not wake. You did not mention the note the next day, nor ever again. And I always wondered if you found it, or if it fell out of the pocket or was tossed away unread when you threw away the shirt at Taliesin. The words were my father's. He wrote them centuries ago. Then he died, was reborn after a fashion, as a cybered persona, and died again as a man. But still, he lived in essence, his persona roving through metaspace, and eventually leaving Hyperion with the consul in the DNA coils of the ship's AI. His final spoken words to my mother will never be known, despite Uncle Martin's creative license in the Kantos. But these words were discovered in my mother's text stylus when she awoke that morning after he left forever. And she kept the original printout for the rest of her life. I know. I used to sneak into her room in Jacktown on Hyperion and read the hurried handwriting on that yellowed slip of vellum, at least once a week from the time I was 2. These were the words that I gave to you with a sleeping kiss that last hour of our last day of our first voyage, my darling Rawl. These are the words I leave tonight with a waking kiss. These are the words I will claim from you when I return next. When the tale is complete and our final voyage begins. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases. It will never pass into nothingness, but still will keep a bower quiet for us, and a sleep full of sweet dreams, and health, and quiet breathing. And so, Raul Endymion, until we meet again on your pages, in wild ecstasy, I bid you adieu. Thou foster child of silence and slow time, sylvan historian, who canst thus express a flowery tale more sweetly than our rhyme. What leaf-fringed legend haunts about thy shape of deities or mortals, or of both, in Tempe or the tales of Arcady? What men or gods are these? What maidens loath? What mad pursuit, what struggle to escape, what pipes and timbrels, what wild ecstasy. For now, my love, I wish you sweet dreams, and health, and quiet breathing.
Audible Frontiers production. Executive producer, Steve Feldberg. Supervising producer, Mike Charzik. Producer, Gail Hendricks. Production coordinator, Kat Lambricks. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 1995 by Dan Simmons. Audio recording copyright 2008 by Audible Inc.